With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. inflation ticks down again slightly in November, with lower gas prices canceling out rises in other areas.
Consumer prices rose just 0.1% from October to November, according to the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That puts the annual index of inflation at 3.1%, down slightly from the previous month. Core prices, minus volatile energy and food, were up slightly more, 0.3%, for an annual core rate of 4%, the same as in October. It's a mixed picture, but is expected to leave the Fed on track to leave its benchmark interest rate unchanged for the third time when its latest meeting ends on Wednesday. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson moving forward with a floor vote to formalize House Republicans' impeachment probe of President Biden. Johnson says the inquiry is necessitated because of the Biden administration.
Following the facts where they lead is hitting a stone wall because the White House is impeding that investigation now. They're not allowing witnesses to come forward and thousands of pages of documents. So we have no choice. To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step.
Johnson reiterated that House Republicans are taking this impeachment inquiry seriously. Israeli forces carrying out strikes against Gaza against the Hamas terrorists as they press ahead with an offensive that officials say could go on for weeks or months. Ukrainian President Zelensky in Washington. He'll meet with President Biden, lobbying Congress for more aid. Meanwhile, local officials say Ukraine has come under heavy attack, nearly 600 Russian shells raining down on southern Kherson, and unidentified hackers have knocked out the country's biggest telecom provider. The Dow ahead 118 points, and the NASDAQ is up 32. This is SRN News. The most famous church in France will open in a year.
Officials rebuilding the fire-ravaged Notre Dame have told French President Emmanuel Macron he will be able to celebrate Christmas within its ancient walls next year. The work is progressing apace, and the experts are confident the giant cathedral will be able to open its doors on or about the first week of December 2024. Notre Dame burned in April of 2019, and when the smoke had cleared, Macron vowed it would be restored within 5 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Scotland's highest civil court upheld the British government's move to block a landmark transgender law passed by the Scottish Parliament. It overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing anyone 16 or older to change the gender designation on their identity documents by self-declaration, thus removing the need for a medical diagnosis. This is SRN News. Hasbro plans to cut a big chunk of its workforce.
Toymaker Hasbro is cutting about 1,100 jobs as toy sales drop after a surge during pandemic lockdowns when parents were splurging on toys to keep their children busy. Last holiday season, many toy companies had to slash prices to get rid of merchandise due to weak demand. The nearly century-old Rhode Island-based company behind Monopoly, Play-Doh, and My Little Pony toys disclosed the layoffs in a memo to employees published in a regulatory filing. The reductions are on top of 800 jobs already cut in 2023 as part of the company's plan announced last year to save up to $300 million annually by 2025. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the NFL Monday night, a couple of upsets. Green Bay losing to the New York Giants 24-22, and Tennessee surprised the Miami Dolphins winning 28-27. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.